this goddamn car.
Ah, I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So f*** all of you.
I fucking hate you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Guess what? This is episode 10.
Episode 10.
Episode
bitches.
10. And then like, shit.
That's the wrong
one. Yeah, that's the wrong one. We're going to like fall off the face of the earth and into obscurity after this.
Yeah, no.
They're going to get married and like, I'm going to have to fucking suffer like shoveling shit for the rest of my life.
Oh my God. Imagine if I like got married, became super happy, and it ended up being the bad thing from a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Because then I couldn't, you know, like, do the podcast
anymore. Yeah, you couldn't be creative anymore. Because, you know, after 30, like, you can't do anything creative anymore.
Yeah, creatives should be killed after 30.
Yeah, if you're, like, still out struggling trying to do something creative, kill yourself.
Yeah.
But it's over.
If you got to find it by 30.
That's, like, yeah.
That's a move.
If you can't, if by the time you're 29, you got to, like, you got to make it big.
You have a year.
You have a year.
It's 300.
So start fucking spreading your asshole on the internet.
Yeah. Find something that works.
Start spreading your asshole on the internet.
You know, one of my favorite comedians said that if you can't scratch a couple dollars on Patreon, it's two white guys. Fucking kill yourself. You're not funny. So we better start making at least a single dollar on this Patreon.
Listen, I'm not asking you to donate money. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to show up to your fucking house. And I'm going to hold out a little fucking tin cup. And it's going to say, please donate. To the CCP.
The CCP.
The Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. We should do like loosely like communist like propaganda ads.
Yeah.
With the name that we have, the CCP.
Oh yeah, I thought about it. Like the original like design for the like logo or whatever was going to be like the Chinese Communist flag. Like I 100% ripped it off.
That's amazing.
I 100% ripped it off.
Oh, you know what? I do remember that. It looked awesome.
Oh yeah, I did show you.
You showed me that. That's a good vibe.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Whenever China like bombs one of our villages here in the mainland, we should just replace the title with that.
I'm gonna start speaking Mandarin on the show. I'm gonna learn Mandarin.
I should learn Mandarin with you.
Yeah.
Because you already know it.
Yeah, I know it. Mandarin. It's in my blood. I'm just not gonna show you my secret weapon right now.
No. We gotta wait till the Chinese invade.
I'm not gonna show you the secret weapon that I have under my skin.
Yeah. I know Mandarin, but you have to believe me.
I just peel my face off and I've got the monolid surgery.
Whoa. Dude.
Like I've been wearing a prosthetic face this whole time. And I've got like Chinese eyes underneath.
Yeah. You take your mask off and you're Chinese.
Hello.
You're 100 times ugly.
Hello, Javon. Hello.
Oh, shit. Keegan. What the fuck? You're disgusting. This is your true form?
Yeah, my teeth are all fucking...
You look like an average Chinese person.
Yeah.
And I think you're a monster.
Yeah. I look like I crawled out of like a village from Hung Wei or whatever.
Dude. Yeah.
Hung
Wei. Hung
Wei.
Hung Wei. Yeah, that's a Providence.
Yeah, and then like, that's why I never wear shorts is because like my dick drags on the ground because I'm from Hung Wei.
The only part of China whose cocks are larger than the average.
Yeah. I'm from Hung Wei.
Dude, I got to talk to some Chinese bitch today.
Yeah.
And she did like, it was the whole shebang. She was the most stereotypical like Chinese woman ever. She said, is it... Your service, it gonna be many dollars? How do I not laugh? I'm sitting there, I'm like, fuck.
It's like too prominent not to like just be like, okay, whatever. It's like the accent is so hard that you have really to stop yourself from laughing.
We spent many dollars. I'm like,
God damn it. Trey Parker ruined us.
Dude, literally, that's all I could think was fucking Shitty Walk when I was there.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Shitty Walk. You may take a shit order. Hello.
Yeah. I tried hard not to laugh. She was a very sweet woman, though.
Yeah.
She sucked me off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were fixing internet at like a rub and tug place.
Yeah. Well, you know what, dude?
The massage parlor.
I finally got it working with her modem, and she's like, "Oh, I don't know if it's connected, but I don't even know because we haven't had internet in 4 months." I'm like,
and
what
I don't even know how to use
the
internet.
What? Yeah. She wanted me to give her a tutorial on the internet.
She's like, "Okay, this is the Windows operating system." Okay, now here. Oh, see, you have Google Chrome installed, so that takes up a lot of RAM. We'll talk about that later.
talking about RAM.
We'll talk about the RAM's problem later.
I bet you click this icon,
and then it opens up your browser, and then here she's like, "I don't understand. I do not understand."
Take me to Arizona Access website.
I need to file for unemployment.
I need healthcare. Fuck, dude, I don't know. They got offices. Go to Phoenix.
You want healthcare? I want healthcare. We all want healthcare.
She doesn't have a driver's license. It's easier to drive to Phoenix than it is to teach her about the internet.
But you make a left here when you see this gas station that says rocks for sale.
Yeah.
And they're not selling like actual rock.
Yeah, she'll end up in a loop because there's a trillion of them. Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, that's what all those hippies buy out there in the desert.
Yeah.
They're like, "We're going to the biggest rock show. We're going to the biggest rock show in the world."
Yeah.
They're just fucking smoking meth in a beat up fucking, you know, Chrysler Town and Country.
Yeah, right. Just looking for rocks.
Yeah, that they've been living in. They've been living in a Chrysler Town and Country for fucking the past 4 years.
I mean, dude, any hobby's better than no hobby, definitely. But if you're into rocks, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't get that shit.
Oh, the rock is smoky clear. It's like, shut the
fuck
up.
Who gives a shit? It's a fucking hunk of rose quartz. I don't care. It's...
We live on a rock. You live under a rock.
That's something that I really fucking don't understand is the fucking like
rock culture.
The rock collecting hippie shit.
We're going to go
check
out
this fucking neo hippie fucking wave of, "Oh, this rose quartz, it like illuminates your chakras, man."
Yeah, it's hippie shit without the acid.
Yeah.
It's,
it's like, where's the fucking drugs? Listen, I'd hang out with you guys if you had drugs and you were cool, but you're not. You're like talking about your trauma and like getting beaten by your dad.
Yeah, talk about
your trauma. I don't care.
And stealing my fucking beer.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That's the wrong button, but.
You're burning sage, talking about chakras.
Listen, you're ripping off the Indians.
My gin.
You're ripping off the Indians.
And not paying rent. Rent has yet to be paid.
Listen, you don't like landlords, but you'll rip off the Indians?
Ooh.
That's crazy.
There you go. See, you people had a better reason to be into rocks because you used them as weapons.
Yeah, you had to sharpen them to kill a bird from fucking 5 miles away to like eat for the day,
for the
week.
You like busted nut because you found obsidian. That means you can fillet your brother.
You're like,
because he fucked your.
Yeah, you can commit cannibalism.
Oh my God. Commit cannibalism.
I mean, it was just an everyday thing, but.
Commit cannibalism? You mean go to Subway? A fucking foul ass meat.
The sandwiches! The bread is made of people!
I've never.
Soylent Green? The bread is made of people!
Yeah. Oh, the bread.
Not even the meat, the bread.
The bread is
the bread.
Dude, I've never walked into a Subway and been like, "Oh, it smells good in here."
Never. No, Jimmy John's maybe.
Yeah. Because they got free smells.
Yeah, they got hella free smells.
They got those free smells, dude.
They got hella free smells.
But yeah, Subway doesn't smell like anything. It smells like a fucking, like a hospital. It smells like an ER.
Yeah, it smells fucking disgusting in there. Like,
it's fucking foul. And we have like 6 of them in this town.
Yeah. And I don't eat Subway.
I don't eat Subway.
I've like never gotten Subway here.
Yeah.
And there's like 12 of them.
Although when I worked at the deli, we had a bunch of rotten meat at the counter. And I was like, I literally told one of the customers to go to Subway.
You were like, "I know the bread's made of people, but fuck, dude." Like,
yeah, go to Subway.
You're going to get food poisoning.
You know what he said to me, though?
I think you'd much rather the meat sweats than the bread sweats.
Yeah. You know what he said to me, though? He's like, "But why would I do that? I've been going to this deli for 25 years. God, how fucked is your body? You've just been eating green slime.
I come here for the rotten fucking roast beef. I love the smell of that roast beef, like being like fucking, you know, 10 weeks old and like frosted and defrosted 12 times.
Yeah. Not a thought in that poor man's head. Not a single thought.
He's just like, "Give me the green roast beef." I know it's got a little like white mold growing on it, but that's okay. That's the penicillin. Yeah. That's the fucking penicillin.
It's the fucking penicillin.
That's what keeps me this young. And he's like fucking like he's got dark circles under his eyes and he's 500 pounds.
Yeah, no, he's just he looks like a looks like a
he looks like he chain smokes a fucking pack of Marlboros a day.
Yeah, his he looks like a like a wrinkly vagina in his face. It's disgusting.
Give me the green roast beef.
There's so many good spots for subs. Go there.
Give me the green roast beef. I need it. I need it.
I need the green roast
beef. I need it.
Oh, fuck.
I fucking need it.
Mm. I'm fucking we're retarded, dude. I love
we're
that.
Fucked.
I dude. Love that we're part so much. Yeah. Having a shit ton of reverb on a fart is so fucking awesome. It's like a Travis Scott fart.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'll pull out the whip and I.
Right. The perk is too good. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Telling a story.
All right.
Now, don't kill it. Don't overdo
it. I wish
it.
I grabbed some water before we started this.
Take some of my Diet Coke.
Yo, you're going to let me sip off your shit?
Yeah, it's good.
That's crazy.
There's a little caffeine in there, too. I was gonna get an energy drink, but that's too much. I don't want to fucking.
No, dude, I quit. I quit those.
No, not for me.
I know,
shit.
But like for you too. You should quit.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey!
Shut
hey,
the
listen,
fuck up.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how to fucking run your life, bitch. I'm every fucking healthy fucking influencer ever. Stop drinking energy drinks. Don't masturbate.
Don't fuck your.
Go
wife.
To the gym. Women are fucking useless. Oh wait, that's just Andrew Tate.
Yeah, that fucking autist.
Smoke cigars.
That king of the autists.
Dude, I guess he like plays chess like fucking like all the time. He just sits in his living room like and plays chess on like,
a
fucking Mac Pro.
I have a gay a Jewish blind friend and he is exactly like him.
Yeah.
He is Andrew Tate.
He thinks he's Andrew Tate, but he can't see the reality, the harsh reality
the
of what he
is
reality. Because he's blind.
Because he's very blind. He's blind. Legally blind. But he doesn't collect money for it.
Which is crazy.
Which is so crazy
it's
considering
crazy.
He's Jewish.
He's just a fucking independent entrepreneur like that.
No.
No,
he's
dude.
Not.
I know he's Jewish, but like he's like I don't fuck with that bullshit.
He says he doesn't want a handout. I'm like, you're legally blind.
You're legally blind. You couldn't even put
if
your hands out and see them.
Yeah. You can't even get a handout. You don't know what
you,
a handout
yeah, you
is.
You don't even know what your hands
you
look like.
See it. One of the funniest things you've ever said was we were talking with him on the mic and.
Oh, when we were fucking playing Xbox?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He dropped like a nuggie on his carpet and he's like trying to find
he's
it.
He's like looking for his weed.
You're like, what are you doing? Looking for your weed? You're like, open your eyes. Open your
just
eyes.
Just open your fucking eyes.
Dude, it killed him. He laughed so fucking hard. He's blind as shit.
Just open your fucking eyes, dude.
Oh, my God.
Just look.
Just look.
Just look.
You'll find it.
You will find it.
Although I've been in his room with that carpet and the darkness of and like the only thing illuminating that room is the glow of the screen. You can't find weed. You can't find anything.
You just
you can't find a woman to fuck.
The glow of Rick and Morty on the TV.
Yeah.
You're digging around in the trenches of the carpet.
Yeah, hopefully Rick is more on screen this episode because his white trench coat will help
yeah.
me find
it
weed.
Illuminates the room.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about this, but
what you got?
They're banning furries in fucking like Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I'll just play the fucking.
Dude, I thought you were kidding.
No. I was not kidding about this.
It's been the source of rumors for years. Reports of kids identifying as cats, even wearing tails, themselves in the classroom.
News Tonight's Cameron Joyner talked to the lawmaker behind the legislation, along with another who calls it disingenuous and dangerous. Cameron?
Well, the bill that sparked a lot of criticism on social media.
God damn.
One targeting
she's hot.
Kids who dress
as she is hot. Should we pause and talk about her for
yeah.
a minute?
No, yeah. Let's fuck the furries. I don't
that is
fuck
your
her.
Dream woman right there.
I don't know about that, but I'd fuck her. I mean, like most women. There's like two women I find actually my type.
That's Rose. No, come on. Look, she looks like every other like woman in the world.
That's Roseanne.
She's your dream woman.
No, no, no. My dream woman is
she's
one
got,
of two
She's
people.
Got like a ton of foundation on, a little bit of blush. She's got that like dirty blonde hair.
Yeah.
You know, that stereotypical Instagram look. Like, that's your dream woman
you
right
know,
there.
I could,
that's everyone's dream woman.
I could see her like doing her job now, but also equally at the frozen yogurt shop. Like, she could be kind of anywhere. But no, my type, my dream woman is one of two people. It's Melania Trump or Roseanne.
Roseanne for sure, dude.
Definitely.
I would love the fucking dog would, down on Roseanne.
I would love to just smoke. <cigarette. laughs> I'd love to treat that pussy like an ashtray.
Yeah.
You know?
Just beat her the fuck up. Just
hot
abuse the fuck out of Roseanne.
Yeah, but
the
she
whole
loves
time
it.
She's just that fucking laugh. That brain damaged laugh.
She's so funny. I love her so much.
Honestly, I would love to fucking like hang out with Roseanne for a day.
Dude, give us an hour.
Like that least. Like if I was paid to like babysit Roseanne for a day, I would say yes 100%.
I would do it pro bono.
Yeah, you know? I do it for free.
Yeah, I'd just hang out with her. I'd love to.
But I'm broke.
Take her to a like food here. Let's take her to a good restaurant here. We'll just hang out with her.
Yeah.
She's like, you know.
We'll just let her go. She'll be like, that motherfucker.
He sounds like a bird.
Okay. Anyways, back to
furries.
We're getting distracted here.
Sorry.
Aiming to ban fucking piece of shit.
Banning furries from the classroom.
Filed House Bill 3084 today, aimed at kids who dress like animals at school, commonly referred to as furries.
Anytime that we are catering to a mental health disease of a kid thinking that they're an animal, then I think we've got problems.
The bill states that students would not be allowed to participate in school curriculum or activities. And if their parents can't come pick them up, animal control services will be contacted to remove
Holy
the
shit!
So if your kid's acting like a donkey in class, a real jackass.
Oh my God.
We're just gonna kill him.
Jesus.
We're just gonna kill him.
You know, most other places would see this as like barbarism.
Yeah.
I mean, not because it's like treating furries like shit. That's fine. Every other country treats them like
shit.
Fucking
hilarious, though.
They're like, yeah, no, you worry about furries in the classroom. We're gonna teach our kids like math. The kids can't fucking read, and we're worried about what they dress up as.
We're worried about them being dressed as, like, canceled fucking, like, football mascots.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were too racist.
Yeah, baseball mascots and shit.
Yeah. I mean,
they're too busy humping each other
in
the classrooms in fursuits.
Here's the thing. I actually do have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I have an opinion.
That's
and I'm
crazy.
Gonna scream.
Where's the air horn?
Everybody said that you shouldn't smoke weed, shouldn't play video games, and shouldn't jerk off in school, right? Back in the day when we were growing up. Guess what? Guess who the biggest stars are in social media that are making the most money? They fucking jerk off, they play video games, and they don't even know how to read.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I can't read.
Yeah. But you're not successful. You don't make any fucking money.
Yeah,
because
I can't read.
Example.
I can't read fucking, you know.
Your paycheck.
Your paycheck. They've been cutting my paycheck in half.
Yeah.
No, just fucking kidding.
No, I mean, if school's not going to bring anyone to be successful, fill it with furries. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, school is a joke, dude.
It's a fucking joke.
Like,
it's,
no one paid attention when I was in school.
Because there's nothing to pay attention to.
Or maybe it was just me not paying attention and then assuming that everyone else was doing the same.
They were. Nobody cares. Fill it with furries. It'll
but that shit's so
cool.
Funny. I'm just gonna have animal control come pick them up.
God.
They're disrupting the classroom.
See, this is the kind of story that...
Which I get it. That would be fucking distracting. You're sitting in the middle of a class trying to do fucking like algebra, which I can't do, by the way.
No, right.
And there's a big blue fucking dog.
Yeah. See, big... okay. In a sane society, yeah, I'd agree with you. You can't wear a furry suit in class. However, we live in an insane asylum of a country.
The clown world order?
Yeah, the clown world order. Let the furries in. He might actually encourage people to go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit, they got like, it's like a circus in there. Of course I want to go to school. Now I want to learn.
Now I want to learn.
Now I want to. Now I want to learn about
mathematics. My teacher's on OnlyFans, and she's a fucking furry. She teaches the algebra equations from her pussy, her dog pussy.
She has a projector that comes out of her dog pussy.
Yeah, she bends over. She's like, sniff my dog ass, and you do, and the projector.
I brought
comes
a jar
out
of peanut butter for y'all today.
Instead of the apple?
Yeah.
Instead of the apple on the counter?
Miss Fuzz, I brought a jar of peanut butter for you today.
Miss Skippy!
Or whatever the... Miss fucking Rocket or whatever the fucking hell her dog name would be.
God, Rocket.
Miss Sparkle, I brought you a jar of peanut butter today.
If anyone thinks that this is the reason why... See,
she's just got the whole jar in the fucking like mascot head and she's like, you hear her just... like eating the top of the jar. Yeah. Struggling all day. Like all day, the whole class.
Yeah.
Now that's distracting.
Now that's an education.
Now that's a distracting
that's
education.
That's a mental health education.
Yeah. I'm getting educated on my mental health.
Dude, now I'm starting to think, who the fuck wrote this story? Was it furries?
I don't know.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Wait, give it a pause. There's like furries versus the school system.
Yeah.
I'm siding with furries. That's how much I hate the school system.
Yeah, honestly, I hate furries and the school system, but I'd much rather side with a bunch of fucking, you know.
Furries.
Freaks.
Because guess what? They'll suck your dick.
They make.
The school system won't.
Listen, have you fucking seen how much money they make drawing fucking like other cartoon dogs fucking other cartoon dogs?
That's a job.
It's like a career.
It's a career. It's a
fucking career. They like, they're fucking loaded.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think they can afford like so much like an expensive suit like that? Have you looked at how expensive a fucking fursuit is?
Yeah,
it's like 10K is getting you bottom like fucking shelf shit.
Yeah, no, really.
But then like if you're drawing porn and shit,
big bucks,
dude. You're making 10K a week.
I know. So what good was the biology class?
Yeah, they don't dress up. They don't give a fuck. They're drawing porn and making money.
Yeah.
Making money. I wish I had a fucking cash register fucking noise. Oh, cha-ching! Yeah. Yeah, they're making money.
All right. Let's finish this.
Oh,
let's see what else they got.
You wanted to finish this?
Representative Mickey Dolenz among them.
We're number 5 in the country for hungry kids in Oklahoma.
Excuse me?
We've got legislators who are putting
bitch,
focus,
I'm hungry.
Time and attention.
I'm fucking
haven't eaten today. Shut up.
Dolan says Humphrey's bill would punish kids for using their imaginations.
Do I want kids?
Oh, like the school system doesn't already do that.
Yeah, dude, that's listen, I come to school and I have a little doodle on my notebook. They're like, they pull out the guns. They're like, listen, what the fuck is that? You being creative and shit?
Yeah.
The color green?
Punishing kids for using their imaginations. Do you know what a standardized test is, you fuck?
Dude,
it's standard.
I fucking hated public school so much.
Oh, dude, same here.
Like
I was barely in it.
I feel like nobody gave a shit about school after like the whole like pandemic thing. Like everybody was fucking off.
Yeah.
Like more so than they already were.
Absolutely. They had a great excuse. Oh, sorry, my uncle died of COVID, and he's not me anymore.
Sorry, I'm at
his dick
at
don't
home.
Make it right no more,
yeah.
Chief.
His dick don't.
Listen, it's the 10th episode. It's the 10th episode. It's the 10th
episode. It's the 10th episode, you f***ing piece of shit.
You fucking shit. Fuck. I said a good word. Not a bad word.
Oh. But no, fucking, I don't know. The school system doesn't allow creativity.
Nothing to throw you off like a scandalous sex joke.
Yeah. Also called out the radical punishment. I just get too horny for a second, and then my brain is like, I'm about to bust. You talk about sex?
Okay. Did you ever see that Family Guy clip where it's just like, you know, a woman freaking out in the office and like, you know, losing her mind a little bit, and then the guy grabs her. He's like, all of your problems can be solved by my penis. Now trade the guy out with an uncle. Girl out with the person in high school, and he's helping them. And then that uncle dies of COVID, and now they can't do school.
Yeah, they can't do school
because that dick straightened him out. You're late on all the sensors.
Yes,
you just pressed a
few. Pressed them all just to fuck with you.
Oh.
All right, I think that's it on the fucking furry shit.
Well, let's finish it. We got like 30 seconds.
Bill suggests.
If someone wants to have school spirit and wear a bulldog costume at a pep assembly, are they going to call animal control to haul the kid away?
That is not.
That's different. That's different.
That's
the fucking problem,
How
dude.
The fuck?
They're showing up and they're like, hey, I'm in a big gay dog suit. I'm in a giraffe suit. The neck is so damn long that it's blocking the view of all the other students in the classroom.
Yeah, they're not talking about banning the fucking mascot.
Yeah.
These retards love football. And Oklahoma loves weed.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma has more dispensaries than the entire state of California.
Well, I guess that makes sense because their state looks like a fucking cooking utensil.
Yeah, the fucking panhandle state.
Fucking the pot. They're smoking pot and they're cooking with the pots. They're hungry.
It's the panhandle
That's
state.
That's why they're so fat.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's the panhandle state. They're a bunch of homeless fucks there.
Yeah. They're high, they're homeless, and they're hungry.
They fucking love me.
That's funny though that they're shaped like a fucking pot and all the kids are starving. Did you catch that? Like,
yeah, no, that's a good point. It's good. We have 5 million hungry kids.
Where's all the food going?
Wait, did he say 5 million hungry kids in Oklahoma?
Did he?
Do I need to go back? There's like 30 people that live in the state.
Do I need to go back?
Yeah, you might have to listen to this back.
We're number 5 in the country for hungry kids in Oklahoma.
Oh, they're number 5.
Why are they hungry? Oh, you sell more weed than you do food for children.
Yeah, how about you fucking, I don't know, open up a taco stand? How about you open up a goulash parlor? Goulash parlor.
You ever consider selling food to people in Oklahoma?
Yeah. You ever thought of, like, I don't know, opening a McDonald's? Which is surprising because they're all over the country and you guys don't have one? What's going on? What's going on?
Fuck this story. Fuck this story. This is retarded. Oh. You know, banned furries. I can't believe that's real. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, if you're gonna go to school, waste your life there, and get molested by half your teachers, maybe you shouldn't be in a wolf costume because that might ruin the atmosphere for others.
Yeah. Listen, you're being a pick me girl right now. You're in a dog suit. A bright blue one, to be exact. Mm. Seems like you're being a little bit of attention whore. Let the rest of us get molested by the teacher.
If they want to go to a school in a furry costume, there's other problems there other than them being a furry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's really funny about that is like fucking. I had like 2 teachers throughout my school career that were both convicted of like.
Like the worst crimes
of diddling, yeah.
The most disgusting shit.
Yeah.
And the person who wants to, dress like an animal is the problem.
That's the problem? That's the problem.
Half the teachers are fucking. Any teacher that's a male, I automatically assume, like, middle school or under, is a pedophile.
Yeah.
All male middle school teachers are pedophiles.
Agree with that. It is kind of sus.
Teacher, Mr. Cox? Mr. Cox?
We literally had a teacher that had that last name.
No way.
Yes.
What was the last name?
It was.
Can you say it?
It was. No, I can't say it because it's so close to the word.
No.
Yes.
Spell it.
N.
What?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Wow. What an awesome name. Was he cool?
No, he was an asshole.
Oh.
I remember,
he's like, I'm not one of these people.
I remember he fucking he like got in like an argument with my friend's mom over his like hair. Like his hair was too long or something and he got fucking pissed off about it. And fucking my friend's mom literally just like she was like, "Listen here, Mr." Like she said the full word hard R.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, damn. If I got a time machine, I'd love to just witness key moments of your childhood.
Like, it was pretty awesome.
That is amazing. I'd love to be there.
Like, standing ovation. She got a standing ovation.
What? No way.
Yeah.
She called him.
He was a white guy, too.
I bet.
That's, like, the best part about it.
I love that so much. Mr. Boop. Mr. Boop.
Mr. Ensler.
Mr. Ensler. Mr. Ensler. Yeah, like
child. My name is Chance.
We would all call him that too. Like,
that's so funny. Oh, you'd all.
We'd
call
all
him
like that was back before like it was frowned upon by you know the general consent.
Yeah. In 2013,
when it was cool to say the word as a kid.
In 2014, when it was good, to
when you
say
could be
that
a little
word.
Piece of shit on the corner sitting on that fucking green power box with your friends and saying the word because you guys think you're cool.
Yeah,
you think you're cool.
God damn.
Thank God that era's over. Thank God I don't get nostalgic for sitting on a green power box anymore.
God, thank goodness, right?
Thank
yeah,
God.
That's a beautiful thought. Thank God that we're not young anymore.
Thank
we're
God
old.
Thank God I can't be a victim anymore.
If you and I were sitting in a room and we had to babysit me as a kid, I bet me as a kid would look up to us. Like, look, these guys have it figured out. They're adults. They don't have a fucking bedtime.
Yeah, my younger self would be like, yo, he has PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Look Even though I had is. PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Dude. Now my younger self would be like, he's got PlayStation 5.
He's got you PlayStation don't, 5. You don't, though.
No,
you
I think don't. But
actually, if you were young and we had to babysit you as a kid, the two of us, you'd probably hate us.
No, I'd probably be pretty chill.
Yeah? You wouldn't be like...
But I'm like, where's the fucking video games at?
Yeah.
Where's the fucking munchy, crunchy cheese puffs?
That's true. You would be a little monster.
Motherfucker.
I would just be sitting right
there. I'd walk up to you and fucking stare in your eyes with a cold fucking blank stare and just go, motherfucker. And then kick you in the chin and walk away.
I'd beat your little ass. I would not feel it. You're just like, hey, stop beating me up. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Big Keegan.
You're just fucking going ape shit on my ass.
Yeah, beating
just
your
fucking murdering
butt.
Me.
Yeah. That rocks.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. so,
oh,
did you hear that?
Did you hear
this? Did you hear this? Have you been watching the news?
No.
Have you been reading the news?
No.
Have you been informing yourself?
I have not read anything.
Well, that's fucked up.
I've not read a single
that's
word.
That's fucked up.
Since what, last year?
Yeah.
I don't read usually.
I was, speaking of like reading the news and shit, I was like actually like looking at articles the other day.
Nice.
And fucking, I'm like scrolling down and it's just giving me a bunch of like CBS like articles and it's like
bullshit.
It was like 17 shot in fucking whatever city fucking you know
Chicago
10 murdered in rollover accident
oh.
And it then is. It was just straight to fucking like what the fuck I like wrote I have a note it was
can you even read your own handwriting?
Best microwaves of 2024. And then it's straight back into fucking
dude.
Straight back into man slaughtered in the street with a machete.
No way. Yes. Dude, that is that.
I wish I would have screenshotted it and sent it to you.
Perfect. You should screenshot
it. It was like brutal accident, horrible murder, best microwaves of 2024.
Woman butchered
in the middle of a fucking Circle K.
Trying to get the best microwave.
Yeah. Like,
ooh, ew.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I kind of vomited in my mouth.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm trying to talk
gross.
About the best microwaves of fucking this year, dude.
That is funny, though. That nothing.
Like, talk about great news.
Nothing explains the spot we're in right now better than that.
Yeah.
17 killed in Chicago, 10 butchered in a car accident. Best microwaves to blow
best
your cash
best microwaves
on.
To fucking stick your child in
yeah.
and turn it on.
Yeah.
Best microwaves to fucking drop on your girlfriend's head and kill her.
Yeah. Best microwaves if you're trying to do something fun this 4th of July.
Yeah. Best microwaves to stick a load of fireworks in and then just turn that shit on.
Let it rip.
Throw a few forks in there. See what happens. Should we do that this year?
Don't you have a spare microwave?
No, I got rid of
you
it.
You fucking
I should have kept it.
Shit.
I should have kept it.
I want to get radiation poisoning. And,
yeah.
You know, like go.
We'll just like take a bunch of glow sticks, throw it in the fucking. We'll just go find one at Goodwill or something.
No,
just fill it with glow sticks and fireworks and a couple forks and just turn it on in the middle of a field.
I have some dead furniture. We could go like hatchet it in the desert.
I don't want to fucking hatchet it. I want to
blow
it
up. Yeah, we could blow it up or fuck it up.
Blow it up.
Anyway, what the fuck is this about?
Oh, yeah. Rick Harrison of Pawn Stars blames fentanyl for turning his late son Adam into someone he wasn't.
This doesn't even seem. What? Somebody wasn't? You mean a
so,
dead
like,
man? Like a
so,
dead person?
Yeah, so the Pawn Stars guy, his son, like, overdosed on fentanyl.
Hell yeah. I'm kidding.
I had like a whole bit like lined up for this, but now I'm just like a moment of silence.
Yeah, this is just sad. This is
I had a whole bit like fucking of
a bit on this guy's dead fentanyl son. This is what the joke will be, is you being so disconnected from the world.
Just, I'm just like, damn, funny. Like this. I like had like a thought, like I thought about the bit and I was like, it's not funny anymore. It's kind of just like, it was like something along the lines of like, best I can do is my dead son or something.
What?
How much will you give me for this sack of fentanyl? How much will you give me?
You completely turned me around there.
How much will you give me for
joke?
This sack of fentanyl? Best I can do is my dead son. Best
oh
I can do
God.
Is my dead son. Well, I was hoping for like, you know, maybe like a couple $1,000 or maybe two. No, best I can do is one dead son.
Just like, it's like, what? You didn't bury him? No.
No, why the fuck would I do that? I'm
this
trying
is
to,
worth money.
I'm running a business here. I'm running a goddamn business here.
When someone buried the coin that God gave him, God was not happy.
Yeah, God dug that shit up.
He wants me to use my coins.
Yeah, I dug that coin up and I put it in a vending machine.
Yeah, a.k.a. your wallet.
Guess what I got out of that vending machine?
What?
One dead son.
One dead son.
One dead son.
Yep.
For the low, low price of 25 cents.
Yeah, you know what? They should. That should be a metric of how much, like how much they spent on the fentanyl that they overdosed on. That should be a metric. You died for $20 worth of fentanyl.
Dude, God, that damn. Shit is fucking crazy.
That is
remember
funny.
Remember when I was like, I was just like on the couch for like a whole week unemployed and fucking just learning about fentanyl?
Yeah.
I was just
this
watching.
Was a good time
like,
to be
I,
alive.
I was just watching homeless people writhing in the streets. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
That shit must fucking feel great.
I was conspiring to kill my coworkers to talk about while you were unemployed on the couch learning about how to get into fentanyl.
I was like, damn, fentanyl seems like a cool hobby.
It was, yeah, dude, it was a good time to be alive.
Feels like this would be a great hobby. Be a wonderful hobby to get into because I stopped doing any hobbies.
Yeah.
Stopped
I mean,
doing anything.
When I was sleeping on your couch, it was simultaneously some of the best times, and it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was such a hell nightmare, but it kind of rocked.
It was horrible.
But it was so fun.
I was up all the time. I was awake all hours of the night.
Rarely
fucking,
saw you
like,
sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude.
And that's just how I am.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like you would see me go into the room, lay down, and then I'd come out, and I'd be like, all right, fuck this. Like an hour
oh,
later.
Yeah.
I would just come out an hour later and be like, fuck this. We're watching fentanyl.
Because I had that opposite sleep schedule. So I'd be up all night. And
on
my days off, I'd just be playing video games. And you're just like, fuck this. I'm staying up. I can't sleep.
I can't do it anymore.
Like, oh, okay. I guess I'll turn my YouTube video
on. I'm watching homeless people on the TV.
Yeah.
I'm putting on bum fights. Throwback.
I'm going to see if
throwback.
There you go.
Throwback.
Damn. Well, Pawn Stars... Rick Harrison of Pawn Stars pawning his child for a bag of fentanyl is
how much could you how much could you give me for the sack of fentanyl? I get all best I can do is my dead son. Best I can do is my dead son.
That's what you're gonna
do. That's it.
Throw in your daughter and we got a deal.
All right, deal. And he fucking shakes his hand.
Daughter's like,
the
no,
expert
I'm not
comes
even
in, he's like, You guys didn't even wait for me?
Yeah.
You know that classic photo of the guy in the red shirt, the fucking like
yes.
safari hat?
Yeah.
He comes in and he's just like, damn.
Can you wait for me?
Didn't even wait for me.
I've been an expert on sex trafficking for 45 years.
I've been an expert on selling fentanyl for 45 years.
I've been selling people into the slave
even
trade
though,
for 40 years. I'm an expert on the trade, and I can tell you that dead boy is not worth it. He's not going to be doing anything.
He's not going to be worth it. It's already rotting.
Yeah. You want to fuck a dead body? Go to Chicago. Go pick up your mail. You'll find 10. And then Rick Harris is just like, God damn. And he just fucking walks back and starts he's crying.
Like, he's like, damn.
I already sold my son.
Well,
and
I
he
guess
ain't
I'll,
worth shit.
I guess I'll play with this box of jewelry that I conned everyone out of.
Yeah. I hope they pawn my body when I'm dead.
I guess I'll play with this baseball bat signed by fucking Baby Ruth.
I have this coin that Hitler touched.
I guess I'll take this signed, autographed Hitler stamped coin.
I got Kids Bop 13 signed by Adolf Hitler himself.
I got the first Kids Bop disc signed by Adolf Hitler. He's in it.
Kids Bop.
was he did the art for it.
It's just a Vermacht.
Yeah, it's just a painting of a dog.
Oh, my God. Kids. It is Kids Bop.
I hate Kids Bop, dude.
Fuck Kids Bop. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yo.
You can't say F-word Kids Bop. You can't say that. I don't like
you
Kids
cannot. Bop. You can never put the fucking those two words together. Fuck and kids.
You know,
and I
funny.
Just did
if
it.
I,
and now I'm getting canceled.
And if I if I committed to it and just said, fuck Kids Bop, no one would have batted an eye. But I stammered. I said,
you stammered.
Fuck kids. Oh, shit.
Bop.
Fuck.
Now we're going under. Wee! We're going under. That's it. It's over. It's fucking.
It's the 10th episode, folks. If we
it's
don't
the 10th episode.
We mentioned pedophilia for the first 8 episodes. Took a break last week. We got to mention it this time. There might
we
be
gotta,
some.
We got to call up a pedophile and add him on the show.
Hey, Dad. Would you be on my podcast?
Dad, remember that time when we were in the bathtub together?
Jesus.
I need you to talk about that for an hour.
I'm kidding. My dad didn't fuck me. My uncle did, who tried to steal my Legos. That fucking creep. Actually, yeah, that's more. Yeah, I'll call my uncle, get him on the show. That fucking pedophile.
Should I call my uncle?
Perhaps.
We've got like.
Is he a pedophile?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You're the pedophile. You said fuck kids bop.
Fuck kids, comma bop.
Bop, comma bop.
Yeah, let's see if we can get your uncle. See if we can ask him about this furry shit.
Yeah.
What's going on in Vegas? Is the casinos back up and running?
I don't fucking, like, yeah, they have been.
Okay.
But, like, who gives a shit? But you know what they say? 99% of gamblers quit before they win big.
Yeah.
Yep.
This study was brought to you by MGM Studios.
Yep, I'm promoting gambling.
Yep.
Yep. Brought to you by Make Me Some Money
brought
Studios.
Brought to you by Caesars Entertainment.
Brought to you by the MGM Grand.
99% of people who haven't been to our casinos have sucked cock in the last year.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if this works. It's ringing.
You have it connected to Bluetooth?
It's connected. Oh, shit. It'd be so funny. He's like, what the fuck do you want? Let's see if he picks up.
Hey, I'm at work. I'm not allowed to talk on the phone, but I'll call you back as soon as I get
home. Ah, gay, we're recording.
Shit.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm at work, dude.
Gay, all right.
Yeah, so fuck off for 5 minutes. All right.
Well,
oh, shit, here comes my boss. Wait.
All right, later.
All right, yeah, put a plug in it. Put a little pin, butt plug, whatever you need
okay.
to.
Okay.
I'll be back in 5.
Okay. All
right, for sure.
We'll pause.
Did you turn it back on? What? Are we live? Yeah, oh, shit. We're back.
Oh, yeah, shit. I didn't have my mic on.
You're a dumb fuck.
Damn. I just ruined the audio.
You haven't.
Damn.
Let's do a hard reset.
Damn. Everybody call me gay in the comments.
We can't do a hard reset. That was funny.
Yeah.
Everybody
call me gay in the comments.
Everyone call me a faggot.
Say fuck 12 because I'm 12 years old and you're.
Yeah.
I'm cutting that.
Great. No, you're such a pussy.
I'm cutting that.
I said fuck kids, Bob, and now I'm in trouble, and we're going to keep that.
Yeah, we're both in trouble.
We're both guilty. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You know what would get me in the most trouble? Sending any of these episodes to my mother. It's not an invitation for you who know her.
I'm going to text your mom right now.
Shut the fuck up. You don't even have her number.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're lying, man. Liar.
I'm a liar. Anyways, how do you feel about this photo that I made the other night?
I think I didn't. I reply to that.
I think you did, but
yeah,
it's like me with the gun against my head and the Hillary Clinton book,
and
a wheelchair.
I said something funny about it.
And then you've got like your fucking,
you've
got your your court like ticket.
Yeah, I got my
it says served.
Yeah,
like I made sure to get that in the photo, like down at the bottom, like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is what I said about it. Oh fuck yeah, the sex criminal and the criminal war criminal.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
I'm the criminal war criminal.
That's the problem though. I was fat as fuck and I had a creepy stash.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was
kind of
funny.
It's kind of funny though.
It was very funny.
This served.
Yeah, that was cool though.
Should I use that?
You should post it to Instagram or whatever.
Okay, I could change the actual logo of the show to that.
To this?
Yeah.
No, no, don't do that.
Okay.
No. Keep it clean. Keep it classy.
Okay, I'll post it on the.
As much as I like
for
that,
like, I'll post on the.
I don't know, my face is on there.
Fuck it, my face is on there. We're getting incriminated together.
No, but I mean, I don't need that on Spotify.
Oh,
without
man,
any
that's
like,
true.
Restrict. I mean, like anyone can.
I'll just
that.
Post it on Instagram for like the 10th episode special. We did it, boys.
Especially my court document. I mean,
it's like very blurred out. Like you can only see the word serve.
It's just fucked. Look how miserable I look.
Yeah,
I look so pissed.
Well, I mean, I'll show you on my computer later. Like okay. That's a fucking photo of a photo.
Right, right.
Because I was like being gay, and I was like, I'm not going to like, download it to my phone. What am I?
Yeah, so
it takes too much time.
To rub out to my fucking double chin.
Yep. Yep.
Double chin.
Yep.
We know someone named Chin.
Yep.
Chin Chin.
Chin Chin.
The Adventures of Chin Chin and his
rice.
Disgusting. His disgusting aesthetic that makes me want to puke.
Ugh.
He probably does. He listen to the show?
I don't think so.
Great.
He might.
He's a fucking disgusting.
Hey, man.
He looks like a fucking extra on a movie set of SLC.
He's
punk.
Just in the back.
It's disgusting. He's like an extra in SLC Punk.
Yeah.
He's like walking around Walmart looking
he
like
he looks
a clown.
Like Machine Gun Kelly in the movie. The sequel.
Yeah. He looks like Machine Gun Kelly in general.
Yeah. He is Machine Gun. We're talking about Machine Gun Kelly. We're friends with Machine Gun Kelly.
God, you know, that would be the celebrity we'd be friends with. Some low rent, something that everyone hates.
Yeah. No. Honestly.
Fuck, dude.
Damn, is this motherfucker gonna call me back?
Nah, we should move on.
All right.
See if he
say something funny.
My father.
Wrong. Gay. Cancelled.
I was gonna finish it.
Gay.
My pappy had a coke, and he put a finger in my bunghole. In my bung, in my bung. In my bung, yeah. In my bunghole.
Touching my little bunghole. I have to shit, it's gonna crown. Blow it up my ass.
My balls look like an Adam's apple. They're fucking tiny.
Wait, your balls look like an Adam's apple?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen some pretty big Adam's apples.
Yeah, but
on some burly women.
The size
or
of
at least
apple,
I thought they were women. I don't know. I don't discriminate.
They'd be small balls if they're the size of an Adam's apple. Like the total sack and everything?
No, you'd have some small balls if they were like the size of peanuts, maybe.
And Adam's apple is pretty.
It's kind of like a. It's kind of like a big.
Hold
knot
on, I need to
like...
globe my ball sack on the show.
Jesus now. Christ!
Right. Yeah, no, my Adam's apple is like half the size of mine.
You literally just fucking fondled yourself on the show.
I touched it like
you,
a doctor would.
You grabbed your dick and shook it in front of me.
There's a jury there. It was clinical.
Listen. I know I kiss my guy friends, but that was gay.
Come and give it a
kiss. I know you're not wearing socks. I know you're not wearing socks, so that is gay.
I am wearing some very
confirmed
sex-positive loafers.
Gay. Those are shoes I gave you.
I know.
You're such a fucking
anything you
rat.
Own is what?
You're such a rat. You don't own anything. I have to give you everything.
You gave me a blanket.
Yeah, I gave out of the kindness of my heart, you piece of shit. I gave you the blanket off my bed and the shoes off my feet.
It was very nice. You're like a Jesus figure.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking.
Do you want that blanket back?
No, I don't care. All right. Like, what the fuck am I gonna use it for?
Well, I got sleeping? A new blanket. Yeah, right. You have a good blanket though, right?
Yeah, I've got like four more.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. I hoard shit.
That's true.
And I need to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
I need to live in a fucking
you need to get rid of most of your friends.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's causing a lot of clutter in your life. Is
you.
Having 1,500 friends that you have to hang out with on a repeat.
Not
you have a
really.
Cycle.
I haven't been hanging out with anybody like as of recently. Like,
and
today
you've been
was
feeling better.
Today, no. That's not true at all. In fact, I've been feeling worse. I've been on the brink.
That can't be true.
I like everyone's quit smoking for like an entire like 2 weeks, and then I was like, "Fuck it, it's time to start smoking Marlboros again."
Yeah,
it's time to get those menthol cigarettes.
Well, you got to hang out with a couple people today,
give
right?
Me a yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, that's nice.
I finally came out from under the rock that I've been living under.
I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, because like fucking, I've been like MIA.
Yeah, everyone's been kind of MIA. Well, you know what, dude? It kind of sucks because ever since you got banned on Snapchat, you've been just kind of antisocial.
Yeah. I've kind of just been like doing my own thing. It's kind of been good for me, I think.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been like working on shit.
Yeah, without that distraction.
Like, last night, I just sat at my desk for like fucking 6 hours teaching myself how to use like Adobe After Effects.
Yeah.
Just
really?
Yeah, I was just sitting at my desk learning Adobe After Effects.
You know what, dude? This might make you feel better. Ever since you got banned on Snapchat, I barely use mine.
Ever. Yeah, like,
I haven't used it in like a week.
We were, that was the only reason that we fucking used it.
Was to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I talk to you and like my sister on there.
Yeah. If anything, I'll call you. I'll call someone, even though I know most people fucking hate that.
Who gives a fuck?
I'll in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., I will fucking call your phone and be like, hey, you owe me $20.
Yeah. You would call. You tend to call it like the worst times.
I do.
It is funny.
It's fucking hilarious. I'll be like, what are you doing? Are you sucking cock?
He's like, no.
Are you out there sucking cock?
Like, no, I'm sleeping. What's up? What do you got? And then you're like, yeah, no, I went skating and someone like broke their wrist. I figured I'd call you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, that was a bizarre one.
When I decided to like start skating again for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then fucking like I just out of nowhere. Hey, so I'm in the ER with our mutual friend.
Who is now my roommate.
Who is now your roommate.
Dude, that was a fucked up looking wrist.
But yeah, I showed you the picture the other night.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
You know like you know when like you twist a like licorice?
Yeah.
You twist a Twizzler?
It kind of looked like that.
Yeah, it was fucked up. It was backwards.
Or if you like
And she seemed totally normal in the video.
Oh, no, she was on some fucking hardcore drugs.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
They
she
gave her some good
enough.
Shit.
No, she seemed better on the drugs than she does now.
Yeah, right? She seemed like a normal person on the drugs.
Yeah, she was better on opiates. She was in person after a beer. I love you, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bitch. I
don't need you raising my rent.
You don't even listen to the show, bitch.
I text her.
Send me $5 right now if you're listening to the show,
she
bitch.
She does owe me money.
Send us fucking $5 each so we can both get a fucking McDonald's 2-for-5 fucking sausage McMuffin.
Ooh.
In the morning.
Yeah,
we each get two sausage McMuffins in the morning.
2-for-5.
Send us both $5 each.
Mm-hmm. She owes me 50. I was like, bitch, you got to start paying for internet. Now that the Congress hasn't renewed the act, that gives me cheap internet.
Yeah. Now that I can't
dude,
get my welfare internet.
I got a text from Optimum. They're like, the federal government, Congress has not decided yet whether to fund this program or not. You may be stuck with a $700 bill because of this.
Jesus like, Christ.
I mean, not literally that high, but it's
but I mean,
still
it,
funny.
It kind of feels like they do rape us. Or rape me on my internet. Like I'm about to like stop using fucking fuck Optimum. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I got beef.
You gonna switch to fucking Allo or something?
Yeah, I'm gonna switch to something else. I got beef with Optimum. I don't give a fuck. I stand on business.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill you.
How much do you pay for internet?
Like it's supposed to be like $60-$70 a month or whatever, like around that.
Yeah.
But then like every time they charge my shit, it's like I don't know like how they always time it right, but they always time it like right around the same time that I fucking have to pay rent. So then they take like $200 out of my account because they're charging me for 2 months.
What?
Like I don't know why. Like they forget to charge me a month and then they're like, uh-oh, we forgot to fucking charge this guy, so we'll just double his fucking like bill next month. And I'm like, what
that fucks you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, like, no wonder why I had some extra cash that month.
Jesus.
No wonder I could afford to eat for like a day.
We should take you. Maybe I'll go to the Optimum store tomorrow and pick up that modem for you.
I'll just fucking show up with a gun.
Pick up a new one. Because I think
I'll show up with a water gun and be like, just spray paint it black. Give me my money. Just spray all the modems. Fry all the modems.
Dude, when I was very young, I went on eBay and bought a water gun for 10 cents on eBay.
Yeah.
And I wanted it in an auction. I started it.
You started an eBay auction?
Started,
and you got a water gun?
It started as a penny.
And then it went up to fucking 150 bucks?
No, 10 cents, you dumb fuck. Mm. I paid a dime for it. I gave my mother a dime, and then she ordered it for me.
That's crazy.
And then I got a squirt gun in the mail. And then when I got it, I was like, this thing fucking sucks wiener.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That was very young. And then I told my mom, give me your fucking money, bitch.
Give me your fucking money, bitch.
I'm tired of...
I need to eat this week.
How fucking... How tragic is that, though? I found a dime on the street, and then I gave it to my mother, and she took it! She took my dime!
You were out there working and toiling in the streets, like, with a fucking, like, stick, like, going through the cracks of the concrete, trying to find a dime.
Trying to find something.
And you finally found it.
Dude, I think shipping was like $3, and she paid for shipping. Shipping was $3, and the squirt gun was a dime.
She was like, give me that, you little shit.
It's amazing.
Should I get a sword?
Absolutely.
Should I get a big-ass sword just for the show?
Big ol' claymore.
Just to have a sword behind us.
My dad has a sword.
When you piss me off, I pull it out of the scabbard, and I fucking just like hack your arm off.
Yeah, but I mean, you're so weak and it would be so slow that I could just like move out of the way.
Yeah, because I'm like a feeble creature.
Yeah.
I'm a little bitch.
Thin link.
Let it be known. I might stand on business, but I'm a little bitch. Yeah, you heard.
Perk is too good.
But I'm a little bitch.
I'm a little bitch. I stand on business, but I don't fucks with it.
Are we both getting fatter?
No.
You look fatter.
I'm just sitting in a weird way. And I'm like,
that's true. You do look. You look like a pear. You look like a pear.
And this chair, like, it's horrible.
It's the worst chairs ever.
And don't ever call me fat. You're the fat one out of this fucking duo.
Yeah.
Out of this Duolingo group that we got going on. Because we're learning Mandarin Chinese.
That's true. I'm gonna be learning Polish. Oh, I'm gonna be going to Poland next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not taking me?
Probably not.
You're not going to fucking take me?
You're
not going
to
fucking pack me up?
I brought it to the sibling council, and they rejected the offer.
What?
No,
fuck
it was mainly my sister. She's weird, though.
Well, fuck your sister, dude. Like,
no,
I'm an honorary sibling.
I refuse to do that.
Well,
I refuse to do that.
Not literally. Like, you know.
I think of things literally now.
Okay. Well, you're living in literacies when we don't live in literacies.
Shut the fuck up with such a good point.
Listen, dude, I'm an honorary, you know, I'm an honorary sibling in your family.
Yeah, to my parents and brother, but not my sister.
Well, your sister disowned herself, so
maybe I will.
She doesn't matter anymore.
No, she disowned.
I replaced
her. Changing her name. Yeah. No, you are the middle child.
I am the middle child now.
I'm your older brother.
Yeah. You're the older brother I never wanted.
Yeah. You're the younger brother that I didn't know I
needed. I'm slipping Jimmy.
You're slipping
Jimmy. I'm slipping Jimmy. And I'm about to slip and fall
slipping Jimmy
and die.
Slipping Jimmy and assist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, should we start making music?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Career is over because I said the N-word. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He said it.
Oh.
The mic is hot.
I got a button that I press to make it sound like I'm saying the word.
The mics are hot.
The mics
like
are
Hitler,
hot.
Like Hitler, the rock.
Whoa. I have to go back and edit.
Come on. It's artful.
No.
The mics are hot.
Tell
like
me who
Hitler.
Was in Paris then.
Dunkey.
Exactly.
Dunkey was in Paris.
Exactly.
He's
you
black.
Won't actually say who was in Paris because, look, you're afraid of it. You're afraid of the cancellation. The
canceling's over.
The fake. I know. That's why I keep bringing it up. It's over.
God. Yeah, you bring it up now that it's not even in the lame people's topic of discussion.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard somebody get canceled?
I canceled my sister. I canceled my DoorDash last night. And then got pizza instead.
Exactly. It's not real.
It's not real.
You can say the word now. It's safe. But I do not advocate for saying it in public places. Maybe in your car when you're...
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
you can say it
in your car alone and it's just you.
Well, I don't know. I've always thought...
And you want to feel like what it feels
I've got a few opinions on the N-word.
I honestly... I'm against it. I'm against it.
You can't be. You say it every night.
I do not. That
you
is a
absolutely
lie.
Do. You
You're putting words in my mouth that I don't speak because it's taboo.
Don't get your finger away from that. I know you want to try to do something there.
No,
you
seriously.
Say it every night, and it's, you know, it's like it's the best.
No, you're framing me now. I don't say it.
You called me and said
it. I don't say it.
You call me it.
I don't.
You call
say
me
it.
The N-word.
I don't say it. I'm winking at you. I don't say it.
No, I am kidding.
No, seriously.
No,
don't say things that offend people. That's fucked up. You
see,
retard.
I really don't care if people say it. But it is trashy. It's
no,
gross.
You look like a fucking idiot when you
you're
say it.
You're disgusting.
You look like a fucking idiot.
You're the kind of people that ask for like a to-go box at a restaurant. Bitch.
It's the same level of you look like an idiot.
No, literally.
You're asking for a to-go box? No. You're saying the N-word? You want to take those leftovers with you?
Exactly. Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You
want to
take those filthy leftovers with you? Spit on you.
You're like, oh, we got kids. I'm going to bring the food back. Hey, you know, what the fuck are they doing? Make them food.
Yeah.
Take them to the restaurant. Why do you need to take a doggy bag?
Yeah.
Something that someone could puke in.
Something that they gave
it's
you on the airplane
gross.
For fucking free.
I don't ever take leftovers. If I can't finish it at the restaurant, I leave it.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? I'm not taking fries home with me so I can microwave later like an animal.
Yeah, no, that's the worst fucking thing is taking fries home with you.
I've never, you know.
I've done that like hungover.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you take food home from a restaurant. And I like that. That's because
nice. I usually eat it there.
Yeah.
You stupid piece of shit.
Well, you usually don't get anything. You
All right.
Take some of my fries.
All right, well, my uncle isn't calling us back. He's, like, busy, like, at work, I guess.
Listen, what do you
But I am going to show you this funny meme, and then we're leaving. It's over. It's done. You're supposed to read it out loud on
Oh, was I supposed to read
it?
I read it. He thought the cycle of death and rebirth was for one lifetime only.
And then it's Shinji.
He mad.
It's Shinji fucking standing there looking mad as hell.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I'm ending the show.
Wait, hold on. I mean, yeah, we didn't get a guest for the 10th episode.
We got a guest.
For 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds.
What do you guys expect from this show? You expect greatness?
No, you don't
expect anything because you don't fucking pay anything. You really don't
send
get
me,
shit.
Send me the 16 digits of your credit card and the 3 to verify on the back.
Send me $30. That'll be fine. We'll start making good shit again.
Yeah, I'll start I'll go back to college. I'm lying.
You want to see? Okay, so like how good the episodes were from 1 to 10. Let's rate them. All right, it goes like it goes whoop, and then
yeah.
Oh, spike, and we're flatlining.
Yeah. In the comments that don't exist.
There's 5 people that have listened to this ever.
Yeah, in the comments that don't exist, type out your favorite episode and your favorite moment, and it can't be from this episode.
It can't be from a random hangout session that wasn't even related to the show 10 years ago.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't think we have... I don't know. We should really start working on getting guests, though. We have big things. We have big things planned for this show.
I got diarrhea.
we have big things planned. We want big guests. We're working hard at it. Do we have an Instagram or social media to plug on here?
I do. I have set up. I set up like a Instagram, a Twitter, a Threads, and a TikTok.
Holy shit! Do they all have the same app?
Yeah. It should
What's
be.
What's the
just
at? Be. Plug the fucking
I'm
show.
I'm fucking plugging it like I'm plugging your mom.
That's not true.
Hopefully
my
she doesn't hear
virgin.
That. Your mother is a beautiful woman. I love her.
Shut
Hopefully your mother doesn't listen to the show ever.
No.
It's going to be funny when she finds the show in like 4 years.
Mm. She's like, I never knew Keegan wanted to fuck me so bad. I'm like,
up,
Mom,
dude.
That's not the worst part of the show. It's not the worst thing you've heard on the show so far. Wait, you listened to 10 episodes? You're on the 10th episode?
Mom! Mom, I didn't know you listened. Okay, so it's it should just be the official CCP. That's the
God.
The official
is that
CCP.
Really the name that
yes.
we're going with? The official CCP.
The official CCP.
Why would you need the name? Anyway, I'm not gonna shit on you on the show here. I'm not gonna genuinely.
Well,
shit on
Well, it's
you
because
on the, show.
The Chinese Communist Party is funny.
No, but why would that's an issue? Why is it say official? There's no unofficial CCP.
That's why it's funny.
God damn it.
That's funny.
Fuck.
fuck.
It's funny. It's spelled EFOC. It's funny. Coffee spelled backwards is EFOC. And it's funny.
Oh, fuck. All right, dude.
I should get that soundbite on here. EFOC.
You should get a soundbite of me saying some wild shit on here.
Yeah, I should just like make an entire page of you just being like, yeah, uh-huh. So I'll do a solo episode, and I'll be like, yeah, what do you think about that, Javen? And you just go.
Oh, well, I just do what I just did.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then I have your laugh sampled. Yeah, exactly. See, now you're giving me audio.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll ask you, how do you feel about, 1930s Germany.
Well, let me break down Israel for you. Because Israel's the problem.
And then we cut the show, and then we're over, it's done.
Yeah. You know,
do stand-up ever again.
You could break down my entire contribution to the show on, like, 10 panels.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, what do you think of this? I'm like, the sidewalks in Havasu are really bad, and I'd suck off the mayor to get one. And you're like, wow, I haven't heard that before.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. That's awesome, man.
So, yeah, we're going to...
Hell, yeah. That's what's up. That's awesome, man.
So, you guys should follow us on Twitch. We're going to start playing some fucking...
Yeah, I'm going to start...
Watch me stream The Witcher.
Watch me stream me walking in a circle for 4 hours until I pass out from, you know, exhaustion.
I heard this fucking great thing. They were making fun of these names for streaming services. Like, I watch my movies on Cumstream. My joke, I'm stealing it, but it is funny.
I watch my movies on Cumstream. That's where I get all my movies. Honestly, I'm a shout out Tubi. Tubi has some fire movies.
Shut the fuck up, Tubi.
I'm bringing it up again.
I was at a job for an extra hour trying to figure out. No, it wasn't Tubi. It was Roku. Fuck Roku.
Roku's gay. No, but Tubi is like
Tubi.
Tubi's sick.
Tubi continued.
Yeah.
In the next episode.
No, but Tubi's sick. Like they got some fucking movies on there that I haven't like. Been able to find in a while.
Really?
Isn't
it free too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, they got
everybody. Ads. Shout out Tubi. We're gonna be on Tubi soon.
Fuck Tubi. Get
our show is gonna be on Tubi.
You should censor the sponsor. There is no sponsor.
There's no sponsor. Like I'm just like Tubi. Tubi rocks.
This is official.
I'm gonna try to get a deal with Tubi.
Well, you know what? Fuck Mainstays for sending me the wrong size
bed frame.
They sent me a queen. I need a full.
Now this is the fuck that person in particular like show. We're doing the fuck that guy segment.
Well, that's me. Yeah. I am the fuck
you're,
that
you're
guy.
Doing,
segment.
You're doing the fuck mainstays.
Mm-hmm. Really, fuck mainstays.
We got it out for you.
Because every time I'm trying to jerk off onto my mattress, it like shifts around.
Your mattress is fucking flying all over the place. It's like you're in the middle of the fucking ocean on a boat.
Yeah.
You're trying to like drink a glass of water. Like you put like a glass of water on a table.
Mm.
In a boat in the middle of the ocean during a fucking like
that's my penis.
A monsoon.
Right.
The glass is like
the bed really does feel like a life raft, like a lifeboat.
Yeah.
Fuck, guys. Yeah. Well,
are you hungry?
If you like, I am hungry. We should get food after this. But if you've liked what we provided for the next last 10 episodes, you're going to really hate what's coming up next.
Yeah.
We're
making
getting furries on the podcast.
Dude, I would love to get like just 10 furries on the show.
We know a furry.
Do we?
Yeah. I went on a date with her.
Oh, yeah.
We could
okay.
get her
Anyways,
on the show.
we're going to get a furry on the show, and we're going to hold him at gunpoint, and we're going to say, hey, how do you feel about Warhammer? How do you feel about Warhammer 40K?
That'd be awesome. All right. I think we're good.
Yeah, so what do you want to eat?
Your ass.
Oh, shit.
Supposed to cut it there, but fine.
Yeah.